Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Israel, let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50:29, they gon' let them fly.
But that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. For the watchman, God don't want the people. Cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3. They about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, rap. Half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think a higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see you die.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo. Already written, Matthew 24 and 6, Yeshua said, for the rule of the war, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter, Deuteronomy. We gotta put the Most High law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 19:24, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High shall rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18 and 8 on to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
We hit the strip, still apart. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side. And just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation. In the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore. And back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yohanan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. Like I said, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Today we have a good show for you. Warriors in Christ, welcome Heather Scarf to the Lion's Den. And we'll be speaking with her a little bit later on in the show. Like we always do about this time, we want to say Ahaya Ba'ashem Yeshaya, Warawak, Barakatham. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And we're going to get into the seven overcomes and revelations written under the scripture to have everybody in the world understand that we have to overcome and endure to the end. So without further ado, I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Let me read that scripture again. That was Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me at my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. And that concludes the seven overcomes, in which we read every show before start time to get brothers and sisters to understand, wake up, and realize that Christ tells us we must overcome and endure to the end. So when you're going through this walk of truth, you know, you're absolutely going to come, you know, upon a lot of stumbling blocks and obstacles. So this is Christ letting you know that if we endure to the end, you know, we might be deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father and receive these things written of in Revelation. Shabbat shalom.
This is Downtown Music Production.
Oh, na 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 na. If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good. Hey, you better believe it.
What you gonna do? Just let them run, yeah. Let them keep you down while you sit there grumping. Thought about it all day, so you ain't did nothing. Coming at you for a reason, it must be something. Man, they just picking, you doing something they didn't. Man, they trying to tempt you, distract you from your mission. Man, they really love you, they don't know how to show it. They just know how to hate, so look at it as promotion. They keep grinding. No, you can't fall, no, no. But if you do, 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 when will you gon' get back up? Yeah, you still here, the Most High, He invested you. I don't quit now, they ain't even seen the rest of you. I don't stress it, don't let them emotions get the best of you. I start stumbling, catch my balance, that's what I best to do.
If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good. Hey, you better believe it.
Somebody dislike ya. Before they hated you, they hated the Messiah. Or they ain't feel like you can walk around sighing. No need for retaliation, cause that ain't required. Did I say God is faithful? Yeah, I say God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. In other words, you won't be tempted beyond your means. So that means you can bear. Maybe you need to share it. It's someone you could be helping. If all they hold them up standing, you may have went through the same situation already. Get them ready. The next problem may be 10 times more heavy. In order for you to get through it, you must go in. And how you let it affect you, well, that depends. And just because you're down, it doesn't mean it's the end. The righteous man falls 7 times and rise again.
If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good. Hey, you better believe it.
Haven't felt in a while, and these emotions emotions, they came heinously. Seek the kingdom of heaven and get blessed with opportunity. I'm distracted by these thoughts and what could be eventually. But this patience gotta be patient if we gonna live out this fantasy. See, there I go, letting my emotions get the best of me. No rush or reading the future, so good friends is what we plan to be. It's normal for a woman to check in a man if she has security. If nothing but spies, then I'm glad you're in my life. Thankfully, I know I like being around you. Like misery loves company, I serve the most high first. If you want, you can be right under heat. I'm not trying to put any type of pressure on you by any means. Can't accept being alone, fighting for the most high. Like a noble steed, scripts say a virtuous wife makes a man feel immortality. My first two is between us. Do you think that we could be? It's the beginning, but at the end, what do you see? Is it a foundation in Christ and to be married with me? If not, I'll stop and be thankful our paths crisscross. Hopefully our energies manifest and we become love mosh. Shema Amah. Praise the higher. Baha Shem Yeshaya.
For answering my call, from what I read, love is patient, it has no flaws. So I'ma tell you that I will love you all my life. When we cry, when we try, you and I will make it through storm and blue. Days when the weather don't go our way, and I wanna love you forever.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Jonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. Today is Shabbat Shalom, everybody. You're tuned in, Warriors in Christ. We have Heather Sharp and Lion's Den a little bit later on in the show. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, what's happening? How y'all doing tonight? Israel? Okay. Good, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the good. Let me quit playing. We do not celebrate no holidays over here. We deal with the holy days. So since we deal with holy days, we're going to bring in this song that the brother did. I love the song. Play it for him.
One moment. We're having a little trouble with the audio. One moment. You might have. Can you play it on your end, brother?
On Jeremiah 10?
Yeah, because it's not a problem. Okay.
I know they ain't cutting down those trees over there.
Oh, yes they is.
I know they ain't dragging it in on house back and it down with no nails.
Oh, yes they is.
No silver, no gold on them trees.
Oh, yes they is.
Oh, nah, man. That's Jeremiah 10 right there. That's the Jeremiah 10.
You can keep your Christmas trees and your silver and gold. That's the idol of the wickedness.
For real?
That's a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
That's a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
Can keep all your traditions and rudiments of the world. I hire yourself be by that wickedness of a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5
of a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5
of a Jeremiah 10.
Let's get this in the book. Christ went and born December 25th. Luke chapter 2, 6 through 8. I can show you that. You worship what you know now, plus you sacrifice the devil. I touch not, I taste not, I handle not tradition, but I tell you what you worship, though. Talmud, December 25th, virgin birth of Talmud.
Do that.
Amos chapter 5, 21 through 23. The Lord will not smell your solemn assembly. He hates and despise all your feast days. He hates and despise all the songs you sing. Your tradition is nothing. Taboo. Colossians 2:1-8, I rest my case.
You can keep your Christmas trees and your silver and gold. That's the idol of the wickedness.
For real?
That's a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
That's a Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
You can keep all your traditions and rudiments of the world. I hire yourself be about that wickedness up in Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
Up in Jeremiah 10.
1 through 5.
That's a Jeremiah 10.
If you're American dreaming, that means you're sleeping. The only people I know that have dreams are the people that sleep. Straight up. Let me get Christmas. You got it. Give me 1 Timothy 4:1. Read that book. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the word. They deck it with what? They deck it with silver. in silver and gold. That's not Christmas. That's before Christ born. That's Jeremiah, the Old Testament. That's why your pastor want to keep you out the Old Testament. Because you're going to go into Jeremiah and find Christmas. And ask your pastor up there at the CCC church on Flatland. You're going to ask them, yo, what's going on with that big Christmas tree in front of your church? Don't the Bible say not to do that? You're going to get kicked out the church. But you're afraid to get kicked out your church. You don't want to get kicked out your church because you might actually land in the arms of Christ.
But instead we follow Christ and rebuke all our traditions. Set fire to your street with that verbal propane. Bring your lives down to ashes like it don't mean nothing. Repent from these man-made traditions. Follow after Christ, keep the most high holy days. Traditions got you mentally destroyed. Avoid anything that's not of any scriptures. Like Easter, Christmas, that's pagan.
We do it for the kids.
So you teaching them to be pagan?
No.
That's the line, you cross the line. You teach your mind that voodoo. I hate to be so blunt, but that sounds just like some voodoo. I know the lies that they tell and the secrets that they keep. I wish they keep it 100 and give it 50 feet. I know the lies that they tell and the secrets that they keep. I wish they keep it 100 and give it 50 feet.
All right, we're back. Brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. We tuned in to the Lion's Den. We are warriors in Christ. I am Brother Yohanathan alongside with my brother Dwayne. And tonight we have a great show. Warriors in Christ, welcoming Heather to start to the Lion's Den. So we're going to go through our mission statement, and shortly thereafter we're going to be pulling the sister in to speak to the people on the truth.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya Ba'a Shem Yishayi Wawawak. That's our mission statement. Enjoy the night show. Shalom.
Absolutely. Most definitely. And we stand behind that mission statement 1,000%. So if you want to know who warriors in Christ are, what we're all about, the brother just read to you our mission statement. And like we said, or like I said, we stand behind that 1,000%. So without further ado, Ms. Heather, I'm going to be bringing you in. Let me give you a warm welcome.
Hold on. But roll out, before you let in, roll the warrior in Christ. Roll that song, then we let in.
Okay. One moment, Ms. Heather. Right after this track.
Yeah. Look, see these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're Yasharalakwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharalakwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshaya. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go. Till a higher by Hashem, you Messiah is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy, I feel great. With the higher as my power, and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So now I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock him over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land on milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Bit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. We move the blind, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did the Shire come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Shire on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Quam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
Scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yasharala quam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala quam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
Alright, we're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm Brother Yohanathan alongside my brother Dwayne. And tonight we have Heather Sharp in the den. Heather Sharp, I'm going to be bringing you in. And right after this, warm welcome. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. Hello, Heather, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm Brother Yohanathan, alongside my brother Dwayne. Dwayne, you there, brother?
Yes, hello, Heather. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, fine. Okay, go ahead and, let me start real quick before then you take the floor, because this is your show. Okay, this is a special night tonight. Reason being, because this sister here, when I was in the world almost 4 years, it was a little before, close to 4 years ago, I didn't know nothing. I didn't deal with the Bible. I didn't deal with the scriptures. I could care less. But I went on a computer. I just went on a computer randomly. And I ran across a white woman on a computer with her hand up. And I was like, hold on. What is she talking about? So I listened, and when I was listening, she was dealing with the Bible. So I said, hold on, a white woman talking about Bible, so let me pick up the Bible. Let me dust off the Bible and follow and see what she's saying. And it was amazing the things she was saying. So all in a nutshell, Miss Heather is the reason I'm in the scriptures. Because when I ran across that one clip, from there, I listened to what she said. I followed each scripture. And from there, I said, well, everything she's saying making sense. So what I need to do, I need to try to find out where she get that information from. And just so happened, on her page was the link to GOC. So that's how I ended up here. So I thank the sister for taking having the courage to stand up for truth. So thank you again, sister.
Wow, that's all praise to Ohio. That's all I can say. I mean, it's I can't explain the feeling to hear, you know, people say things like that. It's just an awesome feeling. So
it's amazing because right after that, I ran straight to this brother with it. So
he brought the same thing that you have in your clip in which you show color in the Bible. This brother brought those things to me, in which, of course, I had never seen them before, but it just really raised an eyebrow, and I was like, man, hold on. It got me interested, basically, and lo and behold, truth be told, you know, I'm in the truth right now, following the GOC, and all praise to Ahia for sending the shot. Yeah.
Definitely.
So do your thing, talk to the people, let them know, because we do got your clips on here. We going to play this. We going to play it, so...
Okay. You just want me to tell how I came about it, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Do your thing.
Okay. Well, like I said, I originally raised a Jehovah's Witness. I pretty much left when I was about 18. I tried to go back a few times, but it just never worked, but I had always believed that, you know, that was the truth. I believed that, you know, the Most High's name was Jehovah and that they had the truth. And so when I got with my husband, now we've been together for a little over 8 years, I was pressuring him. I was telling him that, you know, we needed to go and get married and that we needed to be going to the Kingdom Hall and this and that, and it got him into reading the Bible, because before that he had never went to church, never read the Bible, nothing. And so he started reading the Bible, and then he kind of started watching a little bit of the brothers on YouTube. And one night we were watching Malcolm X, and they started, you know, pointing out in Revelation the description of Christ. And I had read it before, but it just nothing clicked. And so we paused the movie, and I said, wait a minute, let me read this. And I got the Bible out and started reading it. And then from there, I just got on the computer, and I had just Googled the question, you know, was Jesus black? And it took me to a website. Like I said, I believe it was called blackjesus.com. And there was a couple of brothers on there, and they were breaking it down through the Bible, you know, about the Israelites, the description of the Israelites and Christ and everything, and it just took off from there. And I got to where I started listening to a lot of the brothers on YouTube, and that's when I ran across GOC as well. And, you know, just everything that I would learn, you know, I'd always look it up for myself. I'd, you know, buy the book or whatever, and I'd read it for myself. And it took me a while, I would say at least a good year, maybe a little longer, to drop the name Jehovah. I don't know what it was about that name, but I had a hard time letting go of it. And I finally did, and then it was just, something was just pulling at me, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this out here. And like I said before, I thought that people would be glad. I mean, you know, I was so shocked that everything had been so covered up and that we'd been, you know, lied to, and I just figured everybody else would be just as happy as I was to learn the truth. And, well, like I said, that's not the case, but, you know, I just started putting the videos out there, and then people started finding me on YouTube, and the encouragement, you know, that I was getting from them, you know, basically the same thing that you know, you brothers just said. They're like, wow, you know, before you brought this out, I didn't know. and I hadn't even read the Bible or, you know, things like that. And the encouragement that I was getting from them, and I just continued, and of course YouTube, you know, they continued to shut my channel down. I can put one up and I can put my videos back up, but as soon as people, you know, start watching again, they take me off. But I'm, you know, I continue. I mean, like I said before, I said obviously this is the truth, because YouTube, you know, they'll send me a message and say that I've violated YouTube guidelines. But, you know, you look at their guidelines and they tell you, like, no obscene things, no drug use, no violence, things like that. But all those kind of videos are still on there. Right. And if you click on it, they'll have a little message that'll come up and it'll give you a warning, you know, this video contains whatever kind of graphic content. Do you want to watch it? With me, they won't do that. And, you know, I was telling my husband, I said, obviously this is the truth. Because, you know, me, there was another sister that was on there. She had a lot of videos, a lot. They constantly kept taking her down, you know, and GOC. I said, obviously this is the truth. Because they would not be just taking us off like that. And, I mean, them doing that actually just made my conviction even stronger. So, but, yeah, basically that's where it all started.
That's, you know, I remember that around that time frame when before the elders left, when they were doing a lot of street preaching, and they was when they was taking the whole, they was taking all their videos down, and they would tell you when you run across somebody who coming to this newfound truth, they post too. So one page to get took down, then another.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember those times. But yeah. What we gonna do? Because you owe us no apology. You know that, right? You owe us no apology because you in the truth. You following the truth. But what we gonna do? We're gonna play your apology clip.
Okay. Hey everybody. I am doing a couple of videos today. The first one, the most important one that I want to get out here, and I've been wanting to get it out for a while now. I have been watching the Black Hebrew Israelites on YouTube, and actually in watching them for the last year and a half, I've learned more from them than I ever learned going to public school. I have realized and found out that everything I was taught in school was basically a lie. They don't want you to know what really happened when the white man came over here and claimed this as the United States. I'm trying to get my people, the so-called white people, to realize the horrific things that the white man has done. The first thing I want to show you is a map that I picked up in New Mexico. And it shows the United States, and I don't know how well you can see it, but it shows all the Indian tribes that were here. Show them all. These were all the Indian tribes before the white man came over here. Now, when you travel around the United States today, which I do, I am a truck driver, so I go to all 48 states, I very rarely see any Indians. The only place that I might see them is down around Arizona and New Mexico. So you have to ask yourself, after you look at this map, where did they all go? When the white man came over here, he wanted this land so bad that he was killing the Indians for it. And the ones that they didn't kill, they put on reservations. Now, that's just horrific, that anybody could want something that somebody else has so bad they would kill them for it. Second of all, when the white man went over to the continent that we now know as Africa, that's not what it was called back then, but they went over there and they got the black people, which everybody knows. Everybody knows the basics of slavery. You know, the white man went over there. They got the black man. They brought him over here, and women, black men and women, children, and put them on slave ships and brought them over here and made them slaves. Now, just to say it like that, it's not really expressing the extent that it went to. There are movies out there, I mean, Roots, that's a common one. There's some other ones that talk about slavery, but and they show parts of it, but they really don't show the extent that it went to. When they were bringing the slaves over here, the ones that were getting sick, even if they were still alive, which I'm not saying that if they weren't, it would have been okay, but these people were still alive, they were sick, so they would just throw them over the ship. They said that sharks used to follow the slave ships because they were throwing people over. They were throwing babies over. Now, imagine somebody to take your own child from you and throw them over into the ocean. I mean, that is just the most unspeakable thing I've ever heard of in my life. They were raping the women right in front of their husbands and everybody else. They didn't care. They had no remorse. They treated them like animals. When they made up the Constitution, the black man was known as three-fifths of a man. And to this day, it's still like that. It's never been changed. So I want to come on, and I want to offer an apology. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I am truly, truly sorry for the horrific things that my people have done, and they still continue to do. It may not be to the extent that they did before, but they're still keeping people down. They're still oppressive people, and they're still just treating people unspeakably. And I want to offer an apology on my behalf. I know it may not be much just coming from me, but I had to. I had to do this. I had to get this out here and let you know that not everybody agrees with that, and not everybody says, "Oh, get over it." I saw on one of the YouTube videos, the kid said, "Get over it." You don't get over something like that, because I guarantee you that if this had been done to the white man, it would have been a totally different story. They wouldn't be just getting over it. So I honestly want you to know that I'm sorry for what they've done, and like I said, what they continue to do. And it's just coming from little old me. I'm nobody special, but I want you to know how sorry I am, and I hope that means something to everybody. Thanks.
Okay.
Brother Dwayne,
Okay. That was great. But yet and still, like I say, you do not owe us an apology. Because why you don't? Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Can you go there for me, John?
Yes, sir.
Because the Most High gave us laws, statutes, and commandments, ordinance. He gave us the children of Israel. He gave us certain things. If we was to follow his words, we would be set on high. You know, so read it for me, John.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So, by us doing what we did, you do not owe us an apology. What I mean, us, our forefathers. And by you doing what you're doing, you calling on the two names, proclaiming truth, that's very hard to do in this earth today. You doing your job, so you don't owe us an apology. Because Deuteronomy 15, read for me, 28 verse 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy power, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee.
So we understand also in Daniel 9, the whole chapter, we understand Daniel 9 that we brought this up on ourselves. You don't owe us an apology. We proud and we happy of the things you're doing. And, hey, we commend you. We salute you. And, hey, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm honored to be here. I realize that the Most High put these curses on his people. I guess I just I felt like saying an apology because I feel like my race took it further than it was really supposed to have been taken, and I was at the time, you know, I was just learning how bad it was, you know, like I said, the way they present it to you, it doesn't, well, the way I should say, the way they presented it to, you know, us as white people, they present it like not giving you the full details. So I was just learning, you know, to the extent that it went to, and I was just mortified. I couldn't believe it. And so I just felt like, you know, I needed to apologize because, like I said, not everybody agrees with that and not everybody, you know, feels like, oh, well, that's in the past, no big deal, get over it. So I just needed to, you know, get that out there. And
right, I mean, well, see, that's great. Because, like, right now, how I'm looking at it, with the understanding coming through GOC, with the understanding that we did it to ourselves, because I have watched videos where they have making white people get on the ground and lick their feet, all kinds of craziness. Like, it's certain ones who would take that apology with being ignorant with it, with not looking at what they done themselves, what they do themselves, or what our people have done, not taking the look up at ourselves. We got to examine ourselves and look at us, what we do and what we have done. So we got to look at okay, our forefathers sinned against the Most High, transgressed his laws, and we as people today sin, transgress against the Most High. So once we come to the understanding of who we is, we got to put on Christ. And once we put on Christ, we have this understanding that, hold on, we shouldn't be making nobody bow to us. We shouldn't be doing those things.
Right.
So, like I say, thank you, and we ain't finished with you yet. We're not finished with you, because what we finna do, we finna roll the clip that we seen, the very first one we seen.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back for my second video today. I am doing this video. I've been, like I said in my first video, I've been watching the Black Hebrew Israelites on YouTube, and I've been learning a lot. And so I just felt like everything that I've been learning, I feel like now it's my responsibility, now that I know the truth, to get it out there. So I'm hoping that by me doing this video, that maybe it will help to wake up some of the other Black Hebrew Israelites. I see them on the videos, I read their comments, and a lot of them are just like, the Bible's not talking about us, that can't be us. Like, they just, that's not us. And I want you to know that, yes, it is talking about you. So first things first, let me give a little bit of background about myself. I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness up until I was about 18. Something just didn't feel right. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was, but something was off. And I thought maybe it was just me. I don't know if you're familiar with the Jehovah's Witnesses, but if you are not living the guidelines that they say you should be living, you're not accepted. And so I just felt like, well, I'm just a bad person. I can't live like that. And with my basically entire family, with the exception of a couple people, all being Jehovah's Witness, you know, I was taught this by my mother and my father, so I felt like I'm being lied to never even crossed my mind. I never thought that's what was going on. But now I realize, yeah, that is exactly what happened, and I'm also trying to get my family to realize the truth. The first thing I want to talk about is the appearance of the ancient Hebrew Israelites. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. It's not a lot, but to me, if you don't see it after reading these few scriptures, then you're probably never going to see it. The first thing, before you do this research, you need to push out of your mind everything that you've been taught, trained, religion that you've been taught, everything. Just push it all out and start with a clean slate. It took me about a year for my eyes to be opened because even though I wasn't a Jehovah's Witness anymore, I still felt like that was the truth, and I was still defending it. And it wasn't until I pushed that out of my mind that my eyes truly got opened. The first thing I want to talk about is in Exodus chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, when God was speaking to Moses and he was going to use him to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt where they were enslaved, he was giving him some signs to let him know that, hey, I will be with you, you know, I will help you with this. So he had told Moses in this particular chapter and verses, he said, stick your hand into your bosom. And when he pulled it out, it says that it was white as snow. Now, if you were to take somebody of my skin color and stick my hand in my bosom, pull it out, and it's still white, that's not really going to be anything miraculous. But now if you were to take a person of black skin and put their hand in their bosom, pull it out, and it's white, that would be pretty miraculous. Another example is of Miriam. In Numbers chapter 12 and verse 10, it says God turned her into a leper and she was white as snow. So if he turned her white, then she obviously had to be black to begin with. In Amos 9 and verse 7, God is speaking to the children of Israel, and he says, are you not as the Ethiopians unto me? Now, some versions are going to say Cushite, which if you don't look that up, it's not really going to mean much to you. But if you look up the word Cushite, it's going to say Ethiopian. Now, we all know Ethiopians are very, very dark-skinned people. And God was comparing his people, the children of Israel, to them. A couple of other scriptures are Lamentations 5 and verse 10 and Job 30:30. Those also refer to the skin color of the Israelites as being black. Now, I have to tell you this. If you have a new King James Version, it's going to take the word black out. You need to go into an older King James Version, and it will have the proper words in there. Now, you have to ask yourself, first of all, why do we need a new version of the Bible? What was wrong with the old one? And second of all, why would they take the word black out? What are they trying to hide? Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 through 15, is a description of Christ. And it brings out that he had hair white like wool. Now, I want to show you a picture. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what wool looks like, but I just wanted you to get a good visual. Okay? Now, there's wool. Now, I'm going to show you another picture, and we all know who this is. But when you look at his hair, it is exactly like the sheep's wool. Now, I know it says that it was white, so I want to show you a picture of an older Hebrew Israelite. And when you look at his hair, that's exactly what it is, white like wool. Now, if you look at the gentleman next to him, who is a so-called white person, he does not have woolly hair. And white people in general don't. I mean, you look at my hair, it's not woolly. It's thin and fine and straight, which is pretty much the norm for the so-called white people. Now, also, in Daniel 7, chapter 7, verse 9, it talks about the Ancient of Days, which is God himself. And there's a description of him there, and it says he had hair white like wool. So when you read these scriptures, it really shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that God, Christ, and the ancient Hebrews were all black people with hair white like, or with hair like wool. Excuse me. Now another thing I want to touch on is in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now the first 14 verses are talking about God is telling the Israelites, okay, if you keep my commands, this is what I'll do for you. The remaining verses, he's telling them, if you don't keep my commands, then this is what will happen. I want to read chapter 28 and verse 68. It says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now, if you were to get a globe and you were to look at where the Hebrew Israelites were at, they would not need a ship to get to Egypt. So God was obviously talking about something else. He wasn't talking about the physical land of Egypt. If you look in Exodus 13:3 and Deuteronomy 20 and verse 2, it refers to Egypt as a house of bondage. Now, I want to show you something, and I know everybody has seen this. I saw it a million times, but never paid any attention and never really thought twice about it. But on the back of the dollar bill, there's a pyramid. Now, pyramids are notorious with Egypt. I mean, you say pyramid, that's automatically what you think of is Egypt. So why would the United States of America put a pyramid on the back of their dollar bill? Now, with the word Egypt meaning house of bondage, God was obviously telling the Israelites, hey, I'm going to put you back into slavery. Now, the only race of people that were brought over on ships and sold as bondmen and bondwomen, which are slaves, are the so-called African Americans. That's the term that the white man has given them. Now, like I said before, if after you do this research, which I don't expect you to take anything that I'm telling you, look it up for yourself, do the research. That's what I did. Anytime I was shown a scripture, shown something in a book, I'd look it up myself and do the same thing. And if at the end of that you still can't see it, then I really don't know what else to say. But I want the black Hebrew Israelites, I'm trying to help to get them woke up and to see the rich heritage that they really have, and what a blessing to be one of God's chosen people. I mean, honestly, I'd give my left foot to be one of God's chosen people. So I'm just trying to help and get this out there, and I'm hoping that if one person listens to what I have to say and they see the truth, then great, I'm ecstatic. So I'm hoping that this helps, and I hope everybody enjoyed my video. Thank you.
Yes, hello, Heather.
Yes.
You know that part when you said, if you could get just one to heal?
Yeah.
You're talking to that one, and that one multiplied to another, and another, and another, and another.
Yeah.
So you was heard, and
I'd like to ask this question.
Okay.
Where you stand at? What part of the country you in?
Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, okay. Arkansas is like in the area you in. Arkansas is like what's the surroundings?
Well, I live up in the northwest corner, like right by the Missouri line. Do you mean like the?
Is it country or is it city?
City, country, yeah.
Well, no, I live in a city. There's probably about 40,000 in this city, and it's connected to another city that's about 40,000. So I'm about like 20 minutes from Fayetteville. So it's pretty much city up here where I am. So.
Okay. So what we're gonna do? We got a brother Maverick Bronze. He did a song, and you just happened to be in on his video. When he did his video, you was in there, and it was a very good piece of work he did. And like I say, you do good work. The brother did his thing, and we gonna roll that track. And after that, we got people in the queue. So we're going to pull them in and let them talk to you.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay.
And the question is, who are God's chosen people?
The first thing I want to talk about is the appearance of the ancient Hebrew Israelites.
You need to know who the true Jews are.
No matter how much scripture you all are presented with regarding who the Hebrews in the Bible were and who they are in the earth today.
See, I've been doing a lot of reading, and I'm starting to believe that God's chosen people are not the Jews,
I feel like now it's my responsibility, now that I know the truth, to get it out there.
A lot of people say, well, what's the purpose? Why do we need to know this? We need to know this because in the end days, you're going to be following one thing, and you're going to be led right into the fire.
This is from Psalm 83. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation. Let us cut them off from being a nation. Let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Now, I have to tell you this. If you have a new King James Version, it's going to take the word black out. It's going to take the word black out. You need to go into an older King James Version, and it will have the proper words in there.
I think that it's a shame what has happened. I think that the black race has been kept in the dark, depleted and robbed of their wealth. I think that they've been robbed of their integrity, their self-esteem. I think that was all by design.
Y'all are going to believe these lies, you're going to get misled. And that's the purpose of this. It's not about color. It's not about this. And that's about identity theft. People's identity was stolen.
And who they are in the earth today, which would be the so-called Negroes, Hispanics, the Native Americans, the Aborigines. A couple of other scriptures are Lamentations 5 and verse 10 and Job 30:30. Those also refer to the skin color of the Israelites as being black.
There's certain passages in the Bible that refer to God's children as being black. One in particular is a song to Solomon, where it physically describes Solomon. And
it's all a show. All these leaders of all these countries are part of a 1% club, okay? And you're not part of it. So stop believing their lies. Start listening to some of us here on the ground in the trenches that are doing the research. You're going to be following who you think are the real Jews in the leadership, and you're going to be led right into the fire. You're going to be led right into the meat grinder.
You still want to think that you're Israelites, and I hate to break it to you white people, but you are not. And yes, I'm white. You are Edom. God was obviously telling the Israelites, hey, I'm going to put you back into slavery. Now, the only race of people that were brought over on ships and sold as bondmen and bondwomen, which are slaves, are the so-called African Americans.
The people in Israel right now are not Jews. They're Khazars. Your true Druze or your true Yehudim are the so-called black person, or African American, as you like to call them sometimes. They're not African at all. They're the true Jews. They're the true Hebrews that were brought over here on ships, which the scriptures mention.
Is the greatest. He's who never known to me and formed the shape. Who is the king and all these religious painted? Change the Lord's name and gave this son a facelift. Who has the rage and perpetrating the nation? Making the people famous, pushing abomination to entertainment, murdering, maiming, you name it. Heinous, reinous, gayness. Who run the banks then? Where are the banks when? Who tried the interest on this? Who needs the paint print? I'm not a blasphemy spoken. Who's saying it? Whole world going to hell when who making it? Who are the angels letting loose the strangers? Agendas on the people of earth claiming it's painless. It's war everywhere. Who is the gaining it? It costs a lot of bread. Who paying it?
I know my property, buy price, and buy situation.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know who you were.
Claim to be Jews and are not. But
from the tribe of Judah was still
12,000.
I know the blasphemy of those without heart's reign. From the tribe of Reuben was still 12,000.
Claim to be Jews and are not. But
all the sinners are the same. Right, who really shame? Practices are crazy. Perform information. Y'all won't be the baby. Who ain't did no work? Who really lazy? And gained everything beyond through debt and slavery. Who thinks they bigger than God and can escape it? They ain't even crazy, not even occasionally. But little spirit of evil think it's amazing. Now got the ignorance either, they know they traded him. Blatantly forsaken him, didn't want to stay with him. Sold the birthright for a bloody raw play to me. Gave it to say I beat and stayed away from me. Committed and dedicated to killing Jacob's seed. Separation, please, it's all the same to me. Holocaust, who fighting and Hitler's infantry? There's only one people that's faking the name, some one. It's only one people had all that pain.
I know by property, by rights, and by situation.
She's rich, so Israel, you
claim to be Jews and are not. But all the sinning God is saying.
From the tribe of Gad was still 12,000.
I know the blasphemy does so, but thou art rich.
From the tribe of Asher was still 12,000.
Claim to be Jews and are not.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm Brother Yohanathan alongside with my brother Dwayne, and we got Heather Sharp in the building. Take off, Dwayne.
This is what we're going to do. You're in front of the boards, right? You can see. So do your thing and you know, let people in and let them talk to the sister and go from there.
All right, one moment. One moment. We're going to be pulling in a caller.
Hold on. You tuned in to the Lions, then. Warriors of Christ. Shalom, shalom. You tuned in to the Lions, then. Warriors of Christ. Hello? You tuned in to the Lions, then.
You might want to move on.
Yeah, they might have stepped up. Okay. Going to be taking the next caller. You tuned in to the Lions and Warriors in Christ.
Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Shalom. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just tuned in. Brother Dawada told me you were having a sister on the show. And, I know I'm familiar with her. When I was coming into the truth, you know, running across all the videos on YouTube, all the different Israelite camps, I ran across her, me and a couple of brothers, and, you know, around the time when we was learning about, you know, how we were the chosen, or, well, you know, of Israel. And when I think her, you know, breaking it down, it kind of encouraged it and made me believe even more, you know. So I want to just congratulate the sister and let her know her work did not go in vain. And I wanted to grab a scripture, you know, to let her know. I'm pretty sure she's familiar with it, you know, if she's been following the GLCC. I know she knows this scripture in Jeremiah 16 and 19. Just want to let her know she's fulfilling prophecies as we speak. This is Jeremiah 16 and 19. O Most High, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit.
What's your name? I forgot to ask your name when I first put you in.
This brother Shamnawa Allah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, we've been trying to catch you.
Mean to get at you.
You're getting away from us, man. Make sure we get that number. Hold on. I got it.
Yeah, lock him in. Say that one more time, brother. That name is Shamnawa Allah.
Yeah, Shamnawa Allah. Yeah, man, hopefully, you know, I know the brother Akchop, you know, supposed to be linking in with y'all brothers. You know, me and him in the same area, we be doing the music together. And, you know, we working.
Yeah, he in the queue.
If I could get a direct number to you brothers, you know, personal number, if you don't mind. And, you know, so we could, you know, talk about a couple things. You know.
Don't worry, we got you locked in. We're going to hit you up after the show, and we're going to chop it up, brother. We got you. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, and you just was on the top of the discussion last night. We was talking about you. So yeah, man, we happy that you called in and able to speak to the sister.
Yeah, man, and you know, y'all brothers keep on doing the same, man. The show, you know, is much needed. You know, it's time for brothers to stay focused, and once again, the sister, you know, keep on doing it. You know, you're making your ancestors that chose this route proud, you know, and most importantly, the Most High, you know. So, y'all brothers and sisters, have a blessed Shabbat.
Shalom, have a great
one. Shalom. All right. Let me see. Next person in the queue. Oh, man, I think we got that boy. Okay, let's go. Let's go to the next caller. One moment. You're tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. Brother or sister, are you there? You're tuned in to the Lions Den. Okay, we're just going to take the next. Hello? Shalom. I think they're having technical difficulties. Shalom, brother, you there, sister? Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Sorry about that. Maybe try you a little later. Look like we got the Ox Chop. Hold on, let me let you in how we supposed to. You're tuned in to the Lions Den. Shalom, brother Ox Chop. Are you there?
Yeah. Shalom, Ox. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
What's good?
Nothing much. I'm just tuning in, listening up.
Okay, no doubt.
Okay,
no
you
doubt.
You got something to say to the sister, because, you know, we already know what you want. Go holler at the sister.
All right. I'd just like to welcome the sister. You know, anybody comes to the truth, you know, it's always a beautiful thing to see somebody coming into the truth or the knowledge of the Bible. You know, it's always good. And then to have a sister, you know, outside of being an Israelite, you know, that's something most definitely major. It's something most definitely major. Anybody that want to do the Father's will according to the word, you know, that's something major. So, you know, I just want to say big to the sister, you know, and then I know me personally, I welcome you to the GOC and everything.
Hold on, let me see something. Heather, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what we gonna check this out real quick. Cause we still got two tracks we gonna play on yours tonight. You know what I'm saying? No, we already played one. No, we got the new one of yours we gonna play. So if you want to, real quick, go ahead. You know, go ahead and tell us about Forget the Past right quick while you're online.
Okay. I wish I had my wife with me because that was the song that me and my wife had did together. You know, like dealing with the truth, you know, a lot of things from your past come back and haunt you and stuff, and, you know, you might hold on to something, and then, you know, it might trigger anger and all type of different type of spirits, you know, dealing with the truth. And, you know, you coming to the truth, you want to end up letting go some of those things from the past. You don't want to hold on to nothing from the past. You don't want to hold on to too much of nothing. You know, some things in your past make your future a little bit better, you know, and attitude adjustment-wise. But me and my wife had to understand that, you know, nothing that we did in our past helped us until we came into the truth. You know, nothing in our past helped us. So we ended up coming out with this song, you know, to let everybody know, you know, don't dwell too deep in on your past because it can't hurt you.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, them lyrics kind of strong. Them lyrics super strong because you write it. You know what I'm saying? It's man, they're pretty strong listening to that song, man. So, you know, I commend you and your wife. I salute you and your wife. So, you know what I'm saying?
All glory to the Father. Because he sure sent the Spirit for that one. She wanted to work on the song with me. And when we did like the songs together before, because she still knew at doing the music still. This is only like her third song in her whole life.
Okay.
Her third song. And I believe that she
right.
did better on this song than the truth. The other two songs that she ever did.
Okay.
You know,
right.
I'm sending the Spirit in on that one.
Okay. So what we're gonna do when we roll it, we got a couple more people in the queue who wants to, and then we're gonna roll that track for you, man. Cause you know that need to be heard.
All right, for sure.
All right, we're gonna get with you. You know, you already know what it is. So hey, I see you with your new Hebrew name.
Yeah.
What it is? What it is? What it is? Hold on.
the Hebrew name, so I was going to go over and put it up. I said, I got to put it up.
What it is? What it is, brother?
Karash Parash.
Okay, okay, okay. That sounds familiar. Okay. That was good. That was good, boy. Straight up.
Yeah,
that's all you though. That's all you, Kwame Mishirala, bro. You know, we're taking everything back, names and all. That's all.
Right. Yeah, that was a blessing right there. After patiently waiting for one.
You already had it, brother. You already know.
I'll let y'all get to y'all cars, though. I'm going to sit back in the queue.
Okay, we all right, got
brother,
you
we'll
all.
Get into it a little bit.
All right.
No. Yeah. All right, we're going to be pulling in the next caller, 757. You tuned in to the Lions Den. Hello? Carl, are you there?
I think you... That, did you pull that one in before that ain't awesome? Go down to that.
Nah,
set.
That
go down to
different.
Seven. Go down to
it's
the...
It's 2757, yeah. Bro, so...
Yeah, that was the same. Go down to the 754.
Oh.
The...
Okay.
The,
Hold on one second. You tuned in to the Lions Den, brother. What's going on?
Shalom.
Shalom, hello. Brother AJ. What's good, brother? Yeah, you on the air, baby. You live.
Shalom, shalom, Mr. Shalom, brothers. How y'all doing, man?
Shalom,
okay,
good.
Good. Shalom. Okay, brothers. Is Sister Heather there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shalom, sister. This is Brother Ra. We on the Facebook together. You know, I want to, you know, just thank you for doing the work. You know what I'm saying? Like you doing, you doing a great job. You know, waking up brothers and sisters. That's a great job. You know. That's
yeah.
It's in the scriptures, but that's fulfilling the prophecy. That I think that's in Amos chapter 9, where it talks about it. It says that that the Most High have people out his for in His name.
Do you pull out that scripture and read it?
Yeah, I'm going to get that right now.
Right. 9:11-12, brother.
It says.
What's the start that verse, brother? You got people listening.
It's Amos chapter 9, verse 11 to 12. It says, in that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which is called by my name, said the Most High, higher, that doeth this. And sister, that's just fulfilling the prophecy, sister. You're doing a great work.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sister. Let's be the Most High. You know, all praise to the Most High. Okay.
Definitely.
Just continue to do the work. Don't get discouraged, you know, because you know the Most High, He with us, you know. Man, just amazing. All right, sister, you're doing something. A lot of us, not even, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us scared amongst us to talk to our own people. You know, and to know that you will do that, you know, that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
You know? Hey, how y'all brothers doing, though? How the brothers doing?
We good, man. You already know what it is, brother. Just putting in the work, trying to continue to do what we already do. Wake up the people, man. You know what I'm saying? The work don't stop. Just cash is dropping, brother. So we got so much more work to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Just trying to, you know, do the work to the end.
And you know we're all about, and you know we're all about coming together in one unity. We don't avoid congregating. We come together and we believe in communion, and we believe in all that, man. We come together. So we ain't right on that division thing. You already know what we on.
Yeah, continue to do the work and blessings to y'all brothers. You know, blessing to the sister Heather, you know, and hopefully, you know, hope to see more out of you guys, you know?
Most definitely. All right, I think that's pretty much it for the callers. The other couple of people in the queue, I know who those people are. You know, they're part of the show, but they don't want to go on live like that. So I think that's pretty much it for right now for the callers. So it's definitely been a blessing to have you on with us, Sister Heather, letting the world know your standpoint, which is the truth. You know what I'm saying? And we absolutely abide by that. You know, so it's a blessing that the Most High put the Spirit on you to, you know what I'm saying, wake up the children of Israel, you know, and continue like everybody else is calling in, telling you to do what you're doing, even though I know I don't even have to tell you that, you know, but that's pretty much what it is. It's a blessing. So, I praise you.
I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm honored to be on here. So, and as brother, I couldn't quite hear what he was saying, the second brother that was on there, I couldn't understand what he was saying at first, so I didn't catch all of that. But I know the first brother brought up the scripture, you know, about the Gentiles saying that our forefathers have inherited lies. And it was crazy because I'd never read that scripture before. And then, you know, when I started coming into the truth and putting the videos out there, people were pointing that scripture out to me. And I was amazed by that because I was like, yeah, that's exactly true. Because I've seen a few other, you know, so-called white people, Esau, they have put some videos out, you know, telling the truth too. And so I was just amazed by that scripture because, like I said, I'd never read it before. So.
Right. And as a matter of fact, not to cut you off, I see another person. I see a couple of other people that just got in the queue. I think one of which might be dealt with our lawyer. So if you don't mind taking another question, I want to bring that brother in.
Yes.
I think he. Okay. One moment. Brother Dawada. One moment. Shabbat Shalom. Tuned into the Lion's Den.
Shabbat Shalom, Mark. Shabbat Shalom, brothers. Shabbat Shalom, sister. Sister Heather. How y'all doing?
Shalom.
Doing great, man. Great
night. Yeah, praise to the Most High, man. You know, to be here, man. You know, I just want to thank the Most High, you know, for another Shabbat. You know, we still here. You know, everyone's still alive. You know, in terms of those who be alive right now, anyway, in the Most High. So thank the Most High for that. You know. Me personally, I heard earlier, I was actually at work earlier. I just got out on Stongo, but I caught some of it when I was on the road earlier. I was going back and forth, and I caught a little bit of what Brother Dwayne was saying about how he first heard of the sister when he first came into, you know, early on in the truth. And her videos was actually one of the first things I seen, and like, early, I think it was like 2010, like late 2009. That's when I had first seen one of her videos actually to myself. So, you know, I definitely, you know, justice. All praise to the Most High, man. You know, that his work is out there like that, that, you know, it works, man. It works. You know, when she said, you know, wants to wake up that one person if she could, well, it worked, you know, for a whole bunch, like the brother Dwayne already said. So just all praise to the Most High for the sister, you know. Everything she's doing, keep doing the work, you know, keep it up, you know, endure to the end, like Christ says in Matthew 24:13, you know, endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So, brothers already, you know, they're doing a great job every week with, you know, the radio show and everything, too. So, I'll pray to the Most High for you brothers, too, man. You know, you're always consistent, you know, you're always out there. So I have to really say, really, you know.
Straight up.
Praise the higher, brother. Your brother. Okay. Wow, that's your
brother. Heather, you done enjoying the show? I'm sorry, what?
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm mad. I'm kind of pissed off.
Why is that?
You ain't give me no clue. What my Christmas present?
Oh,
you know, I'm just playing. You know, I'm just
playing. You're my
chairman. So, is anybody else in the queue? Cause of,
yeah, we got John Boy in the queue. John Boy,
okay, because what we're going to do, because Dawadah got a lot of more, I'm downloading some tracks.
Yeah.
We're going to come back on we're going to bring him back in and going to run them tracks too. Bring on, so Dawadah, we're going
to we got another 401 too. I'm not sure who that is, but they might have a question, so I don't want to leave nobody out.
Yeah, so, daughter, we're going to come right back to you. I'm downloading your tracks now.
And there's no problem, Mike. No problem, man.
Okay, so I'm doing that now. And we're going to bring it right back in.
Okay. Shalom, up.
Shalom.
All right, so let's go back to the queue. I think I see John Boy. 1 second. You're tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. John, boy, you there? Shalom.
Oh, no, this is not John. This is his wife.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
okay.
Well, you finna rap. You finna spit some balls. We listening. Take over.
That's what we've been waiting on.
No, I'm not.
That's what we've been waiting on.
Okay.
You got a question or comment for Heather?
No, I didn't even know I was in the queue.
Oh, man. All right.
No, you here now, faithful to the sister. You here now.
Well, I didn't get to hear the whole show because I just called in.
Oh. The Heather's in the queue. I mean, she's on the show tonight.
Oh, we lost her. We lost the yeah, we lost some shit. So we got to shout out John Boy. It's all good. She didn't even know it. Okay, we got another person we're going to bring in from the 401. One moment. You're tuned in to the Lions Den.
Hey, Shalom, brother.
Shalom. Shalom. What's going on?
Shalom.
What's going on?
Shalom. This is Brother Salah. You know, tuning in, I got the message from Brother Dawadah that Sister Heather was going to be on this evening.
Okay. No doubt. Brother Salah, right?
Salah, that's correct.
Okay, no doubt, man. Go ahead, man. Yeah,
One question and a comment, actually. And first of all, Shalom, sister, how you doing?
Shalom, I'm good. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to know, do you put the message out concerning the truth on any other avenues besides YouTube? You know, do you target any other audiences?
Well, just YouTube. I have put them up on SkyTube, but I was having, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the SkyTube.com. There's a lot of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put it on there. But other than that, I mean, I am on Facebook, and I, you know, I'll post some things here and there on Facebook, but I'm not on there a whole lot, so.
I see.
But mainly through YouTube, that's really the only thing that I really know of.
You know, I just want to say thank you for stepping out from your comfort zone and proclaiming the truth, because I know, you know, there's a lot of other Gentiles out there that know, but they're hesitant or they're either in denial or out of fear. They just remain silent on that matter.
Right.
And I know you must have lost some relationships with some friends and family, as we all did when we came in the truth too.
Oh yeah.
yep.
So, definitely. You
know, the water. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right. You too.
Thanks for calling.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. All right. I see. Let's see who else we got. I noticed that they got bumped out, but she said she called back. I think that's everybody, man.
Who called back?
Jumbo, why she back in the queue? Jumbo's wife. What's Jumbo's wife call back? I'm texting him and letting him know we've been trying to reach him. Did you speak to the brother today or no?
Yeah, I spoke to him tonight.
Okay. But you was okay. But yeah, so other than that, we got everybody except for the two numbers that they didn't come through. Okay, you could try them again, or we just roll on to the next segment.
Let me see. Yeah, because the next 17 minutes is going into overtime. So however you want to do it, you want to check on those next callers? Because we're going to get ready.
Yeah, let me just check on. Okay. No doubt. Let me just check on these other people and see that they, you know, the communication is right. I don't want to leave nobody out. So. 860, you tuned in to the Lions Den. Hello, tune in to the Lions Den. Nah, I think they just listen. And then we got one more. 757, you tuned in to the Lions Den. Okay, so yeah. That's
yeah, hello.
Yeah, you there. You good?
Okay. I had clicked over right fast.
You good. So we got everybody, man. So whatever the next move is going to be.
Okay, so what we're going to do, get ready to go on the next segment of the show. Heather, it was a blessing bringing you to the show, and I appreciate you coming to the show. You're welcome anytime. And like I was telling you, all our contact lines are always open to you, sister.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it. So, and I appreciate y'all keeping the communication lines open. Like I had told God Brothers before, it's just me and my husband. We don't have any other family or friends around here or nothing. It's just me and him. So, you know, it's nice to know we got that, you know, communication to some other brothers and stuff. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All of us doing it down to that. All of us doing it down to we all we got. So you know, my immediate family members, I don't know more. So basically, all of us like that. So all of us have to cleave together.
Definitely. So.
But yeah, that's what it is. So like, I want to also thank you once again as well for being a part of the show. Definitely a blessing. I mean, I can't say no more than everybody else has said. Other than, you know, the communication line is always open. You got my number. You got our email. So
I don't know if I got yours. Oh, you know what? Matter of fact, hold on. This brother John boy, he might have a question. I want to bring him on. He just texted me and said, one more before you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me let him speak to you real quick, Heather. 1 second.
Okay.
John boy, are you tuned in to the Lions Den? What's going on?
Nothing much. Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Sister Heather.
Shalom. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I have any questions, you know, I just want to, you know, to come in and just commend you for the word, you know. You know, really, it doesn't really, you know, knowing that we Israel, it doesn't give us upper hand. We all got to do this work. This is it's the Most High's plan. You know what I'm saying? So knowing we Israel is just, you know, knowing our history. Now we got to do the work. And even if you're a Gentile or whatever nation you come from, the work got to be done at the end of the day. So, you know, just want to, you know, give you thanks, you know, for doing the work and putting the information out there. And we seen your video a while back. You and a couple of other people was, you know, doing it like you mentioned. So, yeah, you know, I don't really have any questions. Just, you know, just giving you some props.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, I know y'all been trying to reach me, man. I've been on the craziest schedule, man. But yeah, I'm getting it together.
No, man, you know, we be hit, you know, I hit you up here and there on a little thing, send you some little info here, there, whatever. You know how that is.
Right.
Hey, check it out. What about, did you look at that magnet I sent you yesterday?
Yeah. I checked that out. I posted it up right when y'all sent it to me. I checked it out and reposted it, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, and then another thing, we is going to play. Why you on the line now, man? Check this out. Man, thinking of you, man. What's happening?
Nothing, man. You know, chilling my usual.
Going in, huh? we're gonna drop with your permission, because you know you something that exclusive. We want to play two of them tonight. Asking you for your permission.
Oh yeah, man. It's the work. So you know, it's all good.
Okay, so we're gonna go in tonight with two of your tracks tonight. So you know what I'm saying. There it is, John Boyd, Heather, Dow Dow Lawyer, all the other brothers, AJ, and all the other Hebrew Israelites and all the other nations that come together that do the work. We understand what time it is. We understand we have to put on Christ. Like John Boyd said, nobody's higher than the other. So we got to do what we got to do. And let everything fall together, because at the end of the day, we could all be looking at each other different, but the enemy look at all us the same. So that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So do your thing. So you want it done?
Well, yeah. Basically, we got about to go in overdrive. We're just gonna be playing a couple of the brothers' songs, John Boy. Die or Die, and I think we got some more music to play from Art Chop. I shouldn't even be calling him that no more. He done dropped his Hebrew name, but I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, we're going to be just like want to thank Heather once again for dropping by. And, you know, just want to let her know that the den is always open. You know what I'm saying? We could definitely have you back in here whenever you're ready to slide back through the den. And we'll be absolutely communicating, you know what I'm saying, through we got email, we got Facebook, you know, we on the blog, so that's what it is. So I want to thank you for coming through.
Sounds good. I appreciate y'all having me on, so
we're going to be
ready to go into overtime. She could, it's your decision if you want to stay on in, or, you know, you might have some things to take care of because, you know, we drag you on the show. You know, we don't know if you had things planned, but thanks for coming by again.
No, and I'm sorry I couldn't get on here sooner. Like I told you, I just, you know, driving a truck, I never know from one day to the next, so I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, I'll be there such and such day and then mess up y'all's schedule and say, oh, I can't do it. So, but, no, I didn't have anything going on. But, I like I said, I really appreciate y'all having me on, and I have really enjoyed it, so.
Okay, because what we're going to do, we're going to go in the overtime phase. So if you want to if you want to partake, you can always get off when you feel like it, but the brother's going to give you this. I think you have the number, the overtime number. We have an overtime number. But get that out, John.
Yeah, the overtime number, just in case anybody gets kicked out of the queue, is 754-300-6344. Once again, the overtime phone number, just in case you get bumped off, is 754-300-6344, just in case you get bumped out and you still, you know, trying to partake in the show. Shabbat shalom. We're going to put you back in the queue, Heather. Thank John, boy, you're still open, too. We're going to put you in the queue, but we're going to play some of your tracks. And we're going to continue to roll the show right along on the Shabbat shalom.
All right. Thank you, sister, and we will be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Shalom. All right. So, let's see.
John,
what's going on with the track?
Play John.
Yeah, John,
are
you still there, brother? Yeah, John Boy's still on the line. You wanted to speak on them tracks, and I ain't get to hear nothing, but I'm excited that I got it. I got that RD4.
Okay.
I got it. I'm excited, brother. This is going to be my first listen, brother. It's like a listening party for me right now.
So we got two. I don't even know what I know. Thinking of You, and it's another one. I just put John Boy. I don't remember. I know it's jamming, though, but Do Your Thing. Well, no. Sit back, brother. Sit back, brother. You do so much hard work for it. Just sit back, John Boy. Let me handle it. Okay. We finna let the exclusive loose with John Boy have. And it's called Thinking of You.
Wake up, get my day started. Thank the Father for another breath. My appetite acquire nice beats, but the way I eat, I need another shelf. My hands up to the skids, I pray that I don't desire, cause I wanna make it back where my ancestors did reside. You already know what I need, so the Lord's prayers, I ask it to you. If you keep the kingdom as your first goal, then all things will be added to you. My world will revolve around them commands you sent out. I know you looking out for me, so the shape I'm in don't get bent out. When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. I'm just throwing hints out. My shield up, ain't no bending it, but occasionally I knock dents out. I smell a rat from your direction. You can't hide when that scent out. If a demon do flip out, he won't make a clean dismount, cause... Do is think of you every every night with my eyes closed. Most of the time I'm not asleep, but I enjoy our short convo. Stevie Wonder, they can't see, but they ain't legally blind though. You assist me when time passed, them prayers come like Rondo. Pray for my life for a good wife, but you ain't had to make her this fine though. When I think of her, I can't breathe. I'ma need a little time, so okay, I'm back now, but they frontin'. It's Hebrew season, they huntin'. They got cyborgs and vaccines, but I ain't worried about nothing. First Chronicles 16:22. They can't touch this until my job is done. I'm one of the few you can't quit. Fill in the blank.
Tuned in to the Lions Den. You already know, Warriors of Christ. I'm Jonathan alongside with the brother Dwayne. And that was John Boy. I like that, man. That's my first listen, so y'all got to excuse me. That was jamming. But yeah, where we at with it, Dwayne? Where we at?
Before we go to the next song, I'd like to thank all the brothers who chimed in, you know what I'm saying, to support, give support to somebody who's dealing with truth. And that's important. That the Ahayah Ba'ashem Yeshaya followers come together in one unity. It's very important. I salute you, brothers, and I salute those sisters that's out there listening. I salute everybody who come together in truth, in one spirit, with no strife, no envy, you know what I'm saying, looking out for each other, showing love for each other. So,
you know, keep it moving. Hey, 1 second, man. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, brother. Keep on doing what you're doing.
No, do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Nah, I see my brother, Yakal, in the den, man. So I'm just seeing, I see my brother, Yakal, in the den. They want to speak on for a second. Yakal, yeah, we might have to pull him in for 1 second.
What we could do, go ahead and round it out with the next, because I'm still dropping tracks. Go ahead and play that next John Boy. And like I said again, man, because like I said, I reached out to you brothers, and you brothers are right on point, man. So that goes all the way back to show that, you know what I'm saying, try to be in the paint for each other, because that number out there y'all brothers need, me or you want a thon, because if you call me, you calling you want a thon. That's just what it is. And so y'all brothers, you know what I'm saying, thanks for the support. Y'all already know not to be shy to hit us up. Run that next jump or song.
Hold on. I got to get an overtime number because we only got 60 seconds. The number is 754. For anybody who gets cut off, 754-300-6344. If you get cut off, you can call that number, 754-300-6344. Just put your phone on mute. When you come in, please, that way, you know, if you got any background noise, the show can sustain without that background noise. Thank you. Without further ado, we're going to play the next John Boy song and keep it rolling.
We'll be right back. books say prove all things. I got that faith that can move all things. So free, I won't travel that road again like a bird. Who gon' never touch the ground again like the king of the jungle? Who can wear his crown again? If you really wanna know what makes you free, John 8:32, that's the truth. We work hard just to make it, and not a soul gon' take it. His chosen people, slaving just to make some change. Not talking under the table, but we underpaid. Found the most high, told my mom this not a phase. They say the best things in life are free, but I pay for it every time I breathe. They spray out skies and they knock down trees. We just want the L-I-V to the E. Now we know we Israelites, we just hope to shine. Now they trying to close all our open minds. This an uphill battle, you need the rope to climb. Wisdom all in our mouth, not the dinner one. They trade physical slaves for some mental ones. If you think you free, to stop paying rent then. This mental institution you can't put a dent in. We thank the Father for his son that he sent in.
All right, all right. You tuned in to the Lions Den. Think that was it on that track? Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Must have cut.
Going to the next one. That's the case. Pull in. No, we already go ahead and play. Art Chalk. Forget the past. While finished.
All right.
Ahaya, Bahasim Yusaya. Ahaya, Bahasim Yusaya.
Thinking about the future, forget the past. Move on with your life, forget the past. Forget the past, forget the past. Think about the future, forget the past. Move on with your life, forget the past. Forget the past, forget the past. Attitude was high, self-esteem was low. Didn't care about my life around 13 years old. I hated everybody that hated me. Every 62, I love my enemy. We can be cool, but keep your distance. Can't be unequally yoked with the witch. I used to be foolish when I was ignorant. Now I deal with a higher and his righteousness. They used to call me hood, now they call me holy. I'm so virtuous, cleaving to my husband. So submissive, obedient, all praise to a higher Bahashim Yeshaya. I was taught to do wrong, now I'm doing right, and now I see the kingdom in a clear sight, in a clear sight, and now I see the kingdom in a clear sight. Thinking about the future, forget the past, move on with your life, forget the past. Forget the past, forget the past. Thinking about the future, forget the past. Move on with your life, forget the past. Forget the past, forget the past.
When I was in the world loved me. Since I left the world, the whole world hate me. Smoking, drinking, fornication, could've died in sin. Living young, living wild, with no kind of sin. Call you God or a higher, I'm in the truth. Change my life for the better, I'm brand new. Put that wickedness behind me, all I see is true.
the future, forget the past. Move on with your life, forget the past. Forget the past. Forget the past. Think about the future. Forget the past. Move on with your life. Forget the past. Forget the past. Forget the past.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm Yehonathan. We are warriors in Christ. And we are in the overtime right now. Once again, anybody who might get kicked out of the queue or wants to be a part of the show, just dial 754-300-6344. Just please remember to, after you get connected, put your phone on mute just to avoid any, background noise. If you'd like to maybe be heard on the line, just send a text to that same number. And if we had a time, we will bring you in for a question or comment or what so have you. So what's going on, brother?
Well, what we could do, because I'm putting these, you could bring Dow back in, or, you know what I'm saying, so he could talk about these songs or whatever. Or, and you could bring your cow in with Dow. You know how that go. All
right, yeah, I'm gonna be bringing. Well, you heard it, brother. Y'all already know. So, brother, your cow and Dow. Tuned in to the Lions Den. Yeah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, all right.
What's going on,
Dawda? I'm cool, man. You know, I'm blessed, man. I'll pray to the Most High,
okay.
Man. You know, you know.
Yes,
Shabbat Shalom.
What you got? Okay. What's going on? What they do?
Yeah, I'm just waking up not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a blessing, brother. You're a part right now.
I'm fighting the sleep. I told y'all that the brothers and sisters out here diagnosed me with narcolepsy.
Right.
It's just that sad, but when that day comes, it's just automatic. It's like sleep. So, yeah, man, how are you brothers doing tonight?
Man, I can't complain. All praise to a higher brother. Alive and well.
Y'all already know. All praise to the Father.
Yes. Is the sister still alive?
Say that again.
No, I'm sorry. I said, the sister still on the line, or she hung up already?
Yeah, man, we had her on for a little bit, so we let her go ahead and enjoy the rest of the Sabbath, man.
All right, that's good. She's still on, Sister Heather. Hi, Barakata. Bless you and your household. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother. That's all I want to say.
No, I was just going to ask Dawda, one of them tracks he sent, was you on? Ain't your cow on one of them tracks? Which one that is?
Well, I sent you. See what I sent you? I sent you the Young King Khalid. I sent you a little exclusive. He got a song with me and your cow, but me and your cow's verses are not on it. But that's just Young King Khalid.
Okay, I seen his name. Okay, what that's called?
TikTok. It's called TikTok, yo. This little King went Shem, man. I'm telling you, when you hear it, it's unmixed. So, you know, it sounds rough, you know what I mean, because it's unmixed and that we get to work with. But when you hear what he's saying, it's like, wow, like, you know, so just know that when you hear it, though, know that your cow going to be dropping that hot tongue fire and I'm be coming on there, you know, doing what I do. So, the Most High, man, you know. Oh, yeah, and if you get a chance, man, please play that, please, please, man. I forgot to I don't have it because, you know, my internet situation. If you brothers can get that, I need that your cow label me. I need you to play that one. And Micah and your cow, they got Will I. I don't have those songs. I only have them on the internet. But, you know, my situation over here, I don't have it internet for a little bit. So I don't know if you brothers have that. But if your cow label me and your cow and Micah Isla, Will I, those two songs, man, it's just, I don't know if you have it, but, you know, those two songs, man, it's you know, it's powerful messages, and you know, all praising the Most High, man. It's words our people need to hear, man. So I was going to give a brother shout out for those songs, too, by the way.
Let me see, because we done had them all. We done played both of them before. So let me look on in the thing. Well, while we looking for it, while we trying to download that, let's go to and pull out this TikTok.
Young King Khali, look, about to go in.
Yo,
let go. When they talk your feet, you know they talk your walk. When you tell you come back, your kingdom will be no more. Yeah, I got my sword, that's the Holy Bible. I go around and preach his word like the 12 disciples. They hate me cause all I really do is preach the truth. I'm coming, when the missiles coming, it's gonna be your tomb. When I tried to tell you, you was like, Lee, give me some room. None of my shoes are kicked in, you like, help me get out of here, hold up. Gotta hustle too hard, especially cause I'm a chicken. And it's working more like a mission, so I'm hoping that you listen. I'm not charging for knowledge, my academy don't need no tuition. So tell me, what's your decision, is it your life or is it religion? Hold up, you got lineal cup, you got weed in your blunt. But it's speaking to God, told me that is our stuff. Your mind is corrupted, all you said is you can't tell me nothing. When Christ come back, you better and I be frontin', look. Gotta do his word, time is ticking. Right now all I can do is hope and pray they listen. Gotta do his word, time is ticking. So tell me what's your decision, life or religion?
Tick-tock,
time is ticking, homie.
Tick-tock,
I'm on a mission, homie.
Tick-tock,
time is ticking, homie.
Tick-tock,
now watch me work.
I might need to graze that one up, man.
Might need to get on that there, man. TikTok. Okay. Dang, that's serious. But yeah, dog. Oh yeah, brother, you there? You care? Y'all in the den? What's going on?
Oh yeah, we here, bro. We here, you know.
I'm here.
You know me, brother. I just be in the cup, man. You know. I just, you know.
we cut it out. I'm gonna tell you what we got. The next song we're gonna play is Label Me, but I'm telling you what we got. Let me know if we left or not. Shy the King, Safa Say,
Rough Mix.
Rough Mix and Follow Christ. I'm still gonna find the other song, Shine. I'm finna go in there and find that. But we finna play Label Me, but if I left anything, let me know.
Yeah, this should be this. I mean, it sounds like everything so far. I mean, there's a few more on there. So I think Johanna thought everything in like a little message. So yeah, I mean everything. Yeah, I mean, you know, just let the spirit flow, man. You can do whatever, you know.
Right. Okay, let me know, and I'll find it because I'm going through everything now. Because I'm going through the email now. But we could run Label Me now.
Oh yeah, this is all right. One of my personal
Okay, things. I got the I will. Somebody just signed it to me. I got it.
It was me.
Will I? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, Label Me. This is one of my personal favorites, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah.
Tune into the line then.
Got this. Alright, for real this time, yo man, I'm going in. Ayo, no hook, none of that, man, I ain't got no time for that. You know what I'm saying? Ayo, your cow. Label me a teacher, I was sent to chastise. My melody's not about getting cash and thick thighs. Like yeast, the children of Israel was on the rise. Screaming repent, when Christ returns, you'll be surprised. Birthed in the 80s, matured in the 90s. Love playing manhunt, watching the girls play double dutch. Time went by, now everybody's all grown up. Coke is a hell of a drug, got people torn up. From the flow up, excessive liquors had my livers torn up. Hotel parties, catch me in the bathroom thrown up. Learn from my past, forced a young boy to have to grow up into a man, seeking out a plan. Knowledge expands, no longer moving grands. With the thought that I'm helping just to destroy another man. I'm all about the love, I'd rather see people advance. Eyes open to Obama and Shimon Peres plans. Love and happiness, Al Green, that be my jam. Bump the volume, watch me do my little dance. High school days, remember holes all on my pants. Wasn't fly, but my jokes is what helped me to fit in. When I slept, the Lord gave me a vision of my friends being lined up for an execution. By a group of men with the soul weapons. Honest to God, I woke up, cold sweat in. Mind stressed in, still counting my blessings. Keeping watching with people that 7:30 flex in. Babylon, America's gon' see destruction. Bombs burst in the air, belligerent government. I love the love, but I hate the hate. Shoutouts to all of my people that suffering throughout the tri-state. My auntie kicked me out of her place 4 days before Christmas. No lie, statistics. Things I seen during my childhood was terrific. In the search of knowledge and truth and something prolific. Was tired being labeled the black sheep in the midst of it, but it was my destiny, so I learned to live with it. When I hustled, I was told I had to go and get it, with a slight chance of doing some time in the state prison. 2 years of probation is what was given. 32 F's is what you would get if you didn't listen. My older cousin Cup is doing a life bidding. He'll never have a wife or get to raise children. His mom suffered with bills, peep out her condition. She's handicapped but still thanking the Lord for what is given. I fear not the dead, but I'm conscious of those living. 1 minute they be cool, next minute they start tripping. I love to build with people that's always willing to listen. And if we agree to disagree, we still uplifted. The spirit of each other, examples for young children, so that they can be able to grow and spread healing. It's time for us to make a change. Hey yo man, yo, that's the way I'm done.
Alright. Back in the den, tune. Watch along.
Talk to us about stuff I say, man.
Huh?
Talk to about stuff I say, ma voulez.
Oh yeah, that song right there. That's actually
It's just the title's actually something like Sacrifice en Ale, and it's like another, like the rest of the title, like not even really complete, because me and the brother, like that's how me and his brother do music, man. It'd be just like incomplete, just we just be in the spirit, man. Like, you know, his brother got the studio, man, and it's like we just let it flow, man. So we just, and we sort of just put things together, so we like we hear things after we finish the whole song, basically we'll give it like a title. So it's like the song itself is basically, like the title should be like Unalit. That's the real title, but we kind of, you know, we like to give you an English of it too. So it's basically it's a call for the people, you know. So if the brother anybody speak Creole out there, you know, you don't really get it, but you know, anybody who does it, you're not really gonna know what he's saying and what I'm saying, because I go into the Creole too, man. So you know, we basically just telling our people, come back to the Father. That's mainly what he's saying. You know, when we say Anale, he's saying, let's go to the Father. And then, you know, we just, you know, we always got to call the Most High's name, let him know who we're going to. And then, and the brother, when you hear him say Mount Zion, he's talking about Mount Zion. So that's mainly like the feel of the whole song is, let's go back to the Most High. And, you know, the Most High, you know, we Zion, man. You know, it's just, you know, same ideas every song, man, basically, man. You know, but that's the feel of it, man. So, you know, we're trying to reach out to the Levites out there on the island, man. You know, a lot of them out there, they just, you know, they got to hear something in that tongue just to spark interest over there. So, you know, they can, you know, start to make a movement, because there's a lot of souls out there on the island doing work, man. So that's all it is, man. But, you know, this is me and the brother Junior Shabbat, good brother of mine, man. So all praise to the Most High, man. We could just even be able to make the work happen, man. So that's that song, though. Anale.
So he can free. We pray to the Father, we turn to our higher. I am that I am, the God that put the rest in the life of fathers walked on dry land. I think you better understand, we in Israel. We in Israel. We in Israel. We in Israel.
Yeah, on the rock, it's about the long world. Tune in, you know what I'm saying? With all stars in the building. Tal, Dawada, Rock Chop slid through. Sean Holler, John Boy still in the queue.
No, what?
Y'all want to do?
Cheddar, that cool. What his name? Dawada told us to tell John Boy to send. Everybody in, let them in, let them. They can talk to each other.
Yeah, John Boy, they can speak. Hold on, John Boy, if you're there, brother, we're going to pull you back in. Who else? I need to bring back in Shumley Wilder, too.
Let everybody back in, man.
Oh, man, bring these brothers in here, man. Like,
hold on. Yeah. That's what we bring do. We put them together, brother. We put them together. So, John Boy, your line open. Shumley Wilder, your line open. John Boy, chop it up.
Chop it up, bro. Bring in Chop, man.
Chop. I don't see Chop. I think Chop might have slid out of here.
Okay.
John Boy, yeah, something with Allah, man. Y'all boys in the queue, man. Speak on it.
Man, salam, everybody, man. Yo, man, John Boy. Yo, I don't know how you calling in right now.
Because we be going into overtime right and be kicking people. Oh, we can't, man. Call the brothers.
Hold on, because the thing is, we speaking to Yakal, we speaking to Dawada, and they in the queue. They didn't call the overtime. So
that's what I'm saying. They're probably just saying their number. They probably still ain't because they don't want overtime.
Hold on. John Boy, you there, man? You hear us chopping it up, brother? What's good?
I can hear y'all, brother.
Yeah, he can hear us. He there.
Oh, okay.
Sean Noah Allen, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, we good. Let's do it, man. Y'all boys speak on it. Y'all boys be doing all this music, man, and y'all boys talk once a month. What's going on?
Hey, Dawada, did you get the King Is Coming? How's that coming along?
Yo, man, we wait, man. You know I don't want to put the brother out there like that, man. But John Boy, man, we need that footage, bro.
Oh, come on.
That's all we get now.
Everybody's busy.
Yo, when Sean Wallace sent it in, I was like, oh, man. I was like, look, oh, man, I got to tell John Boy, man, look, Sean Wallace got his in. Look, we on you now, man. You know, so I can't, you know. I know you're busy, man, but as soon as you good, bro, you know, you just send that over, man. But that song, man, I'm telling you. I mean, they should have it in there tonight. You know what I'm saying? I sent it over, man. So, you know, cause that song, man. Yo, both you brothers, man. I commend both you brothers on that, man, because, you know, originally it was just supposed to be, like, I think it was just John Boy's song or something like that. It wasn't supposed to be a song at first. It was just a beat by mistake that got to me. And then we was like, you know, let's make this work. And then the three of us ended up on the beat, man. It's a perfect song, man. So I commend both you brothers, man. You did your thing on it, man. And I'm honored to be able to work with anybody who serves the Most High or higher. Bashim Yeshayah, man. So anybody, man, you know, I commend you, man. So, you know, shout out to the brother Archop, man. You know, that brother, man, he got my respect, man. So, you know, all the brothers out there that do the work and got my respect too, man. You know, if I know your name, man, trust me, I know your music, man. So.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we got to say a shout out to Brother Maverick Bronze, night two, Brother Maverick Bronze.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Shout out to the 213.
Yeah, man. I'm going to try to get that to you soon, man. I feel like I'm a little camera shot, man, but I'm going to try to do my thing.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the brother Polo Cope.
Oh, yeah, man. It's another brother, too, man. I'm just not getting him to Mike. His name Mike P. I don't know if y'all hear to the brother, but, you know, he's doing his thing, too.
Talk to us about the brother. Talk.
Well, I only heard a few songs from him, but, you know, he do a lot of, what's it called, design, like, album covers and stuff like that. You know, he do all the graphic design. And I only heard a couple songs from him, but the songs I heard, you know, they're good. So I posted one of the songs up. Y'all might catch it on my page. And, you know, he doing the work, too, man. You know, it's a lot of brothers now, man. They seeing that, you know, the music don't have to be a certain, you know what I'm saying, like a certain way. I think we make it where, you know, in a sense, it don't have to be corny music to be righteous. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think brothers realizing that, like, all right, well, I ain't got to be like a real slow, no tempo to the beat. You know what I'm saying? I think brothers now really realizing that they can do it. In an up-tempo, you know what I'm saying, fashion, and you really use their own style and don't have to really be do it a certain way. And I think brothers realizing that, man, now they putting in the work. Because, you know, back in the day in the world, you know, brothers made songs left and right. And the brothers, you know, they come into the truth, and then they don't do music no more. Not knowing that they can really still use their style for righteousness. Most High put that talent on you. You know, he put that talent on you to do. You just used it for evil at one point. You know what I'm saying? I think brothers realizing that now, man. There's a lot of good music coming out.
Oh, yeah.
All y'all brothers doing your thing. Most definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Shabbat Shalom to the brothers. I ain't got to say that to somewhere. Allah.
So,
since
I got everybody on here, let's Christmas carol.
Christmas carols.
Yeah.
I'll go right back to sleep, man. Shoot, Christmas.
I think he needs to play that octave again for him.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah.
10, yo, that was Jeremiah. Oh man, I was driving when I heard that one. Yo, I have to pull over, man. I pulled over, man. Oh man, praise to the Most High, man. Telling you, man.
So check this out. That's great. Hold on, man. I don't even know. Hold on.
Oh snap.
Yeah, man, I done took it out the queue.
I'm looking for it. It's gone, man.
Oh, man.
But, man, shouts out to y'all boys doing that work, though, bro. Man, I ain't got no excuses. I got all the music I need times 100. Y'all boys bringing it, man, so.
Oh, no. It's my turn. Look, John Boy, Dawd, I love you. And your cow. So I got all y'all right in one spot now. Can y'all please finish the Kwame Yashala remix?
Oh, snap.
That's from Maverick Bronze. That's the one Maverick Bronze holding on.
Yeah. Maverick Bronze sent that to me. My verse, is I already got it in my head, but I just need to go to the studio to record it, so.
Hey, and I got two songs I want to request. that my Roshi.
Oh, snap.
That need to be dropped. And, you know, your car was waiting on you. Father forgive me. That Father forgive me. Gotta get those two out here, man.
That's why I'm laughing, man. You know. But, yo, for sure, I got that. Dawda sent me the beat. because my computer, I had to restart my whole computer over, and I lost all my instrumentals and all my work. So that would end up sending me the beat. And I already got my verse for it. I just got to record it. I'm trying to record it on his studio. But he's always busy too. So, you know, just when the Most High give that time, you know, that Father Forgive Me is gonna come to existence. And, you know, Samuel always been asking me for it, yo. He's like, yo, man, what's up with that Father Forgive Me? Wait for your verse. I'm like, oh, snap. And this was like, when was this, yo? This was like when it was still warm out.
It was warm out, man. It was hot, yo.
It was hot, yo. I was outside. I was walking in the park. I remember the day. It was on a Sabbath day. It was hot. I was walking in the park. He was like, yo, your verse. I was like, oh, my goodness. I didn't even know I was on the track. I was like, I'm on the track. I was like, I didn't even know that. I was like, all right, hey, I need a doubt. But, you know, the brother, he stayed busy, man. You know, but it's going to come to existence, man. And, you know, my apologies for the wait. You know, I'm on the verge of getting myself a mic so that way I could be able to put more music out consistently, because I got a lot of tracks. It's just that, you know, the timing and, you know, having to wait and all that stuff. So, you know, once I got my mic, I ain't waiting for nobody but for Christ. I'm gonna be having more tracks out. I'm gonna be on that John Boy status. Every millisecond, this guy like, yes, every a new John Boy track. Like, what type of stuff? I got a new album.
No, just refresh the page, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Just refresh the page, new song. Refresh the page, new song. That's all.
Redemption 5. Be like, what type of stuff, man? It's like, yo. Yeah. We're like a robot.
I go to work, I come home, 3 new songs, man. I be like, yo, this guy, man.
I go and just like, I blink real quick and be like, yo, John Boy just dropped like 15 new tracks. Like, dang, yo. Why you gotta do it like that, John Boy? Shoot.
Yo, putting that pressure.
No, straight up, but that's all cool though, man. You know, he's putting in that. He's going shim, you know, as we say. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up, man. I commend the brother. Continue to do the work. Yo, John Boy on the phone, right?
Yeah,
right. Excellent. Hey, man, your phone lost still?
That's what I'm saying.
Huh? Your phone still on? You still got the same number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you
a
ring, man.
No.
We gotta.
I gotta give you my other number. No, it ain't the same number. It's a little different.
Oh, all right. That's how I'm like, cause I'm texting. I'm like, yo, man, call me. I'm like, all right, the brother ain't calling me. I'm like, all right, man, you know, he's over there dropping. He's on Redemption 17 now, so. All right.
Stopping.
Yeah, all right. if you still got my number, you could text me or just send it to me through Skype. I don't really be on the internet like that. I mean, but, you know, by the grace of the Most High, if I go on it, you know, send it to me through Skype, and I'll lock you in, and then we gotta chit chat.
Okay, look, I'm gonna send it to your Facebook in your inbox, man, and then.
I ain't even on Facebook no more.
Well, look, you got a pen. I'll give it to you right now.
Hey, man, I got my
phone. Now you on the air. Look. Do it like this. I can just send it to him for you. I don't want you to send it on the air like that.
That's,
oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Peace.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I don't want you to scream that over the air. I can send it to him for you, bro. No pressure. If it's the number that I got on the queue. Yeah, I got
all
you,
right,
bro.
That's cool.
I got
that's
you,
cool.
Bro.
That's cool.
Give me like 1 minute.
No rush. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get that, your cow, I'm going to need that, man. Cause...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to send it to you. We're going to share.
I sent it to you, God. I sent that to you
Send it to me, man. You know what it is, man. You know, Issa cut me off, man. You know, internet, man. So I got to switch companies over, man. So I ain't had internet at least, like, I don't know, 2 weeks now, man. Okay, so I probably didn't even get that message, man. But I'm going to check in the chance I get, man.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, man. Yo, shout out to that, you know, that phone you got, man. That blindsided, man. I sent it to the brother, but I'm over one too. I was at the Wi-Fi spot trying to get some internet, man. But I blindsided, man. Yo, that song, man. I'm telling you. That song, I played that song through. I tell you like this, man. I've heard that song through many emotions. I think it's just like that, yeah. The song got me through. But, this song, man. Well, sorry for that. Sound your people, man.
Yeah, y'all boys should have that number. Y'all should have that number too. I just sent it to the Cal and Dollar. Y'all got the better number. So.
Yep, I got it right now. The water. Oh no, I'm gonna lock it in.
A yonder bar. Lock him in.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all brother coming to the den, man. We appreciate y'all brother coming to the den. Oh, and shout out to Kaya Shawal, Dana Wah, Alex, and the rest of the family, man. Shalom from all the brothers.
Yeah. Shalom to them brothers. Peace, my brothers. Peace.
Yeah.
Shalom, brother. Yeah, man. Look, y'all shoot me a text, man, and then, you know, or whatever, just let me know. Whatever, what's up, man? I lock y'all back in. My phone's down. You know, man, I'm gonna
get up with
y'all though. So yeah, make sure
y'all
hit me up tomorrow or whatever. You know, you hit me up soon.
Yeah, I'll hit you up. I'm gonna hit you up.
All right, my brother. Wish y'all boys Godspeed. Y'all boys stay blessed, man. Cause they about to kick us off in about like a minute anyway. We all gonna get dumped out. So.
Likewise.
Might as well say y'all goodbyes
hey.
Right now, you feel me?
Thank y'all brothers again, man. Thank y'all brothers again.
Most definitely. We're going to be hitting y'all up, man, on the regular, though, man. Y'all be on the lookout for Warriors in Christ. Hitting y'all brothers up just on the strength of nothing. Just trying to chop it up. Keep this thing tight like glue, man. You already know.
Most definitely, man. Thank you for having us on. You know, y'all have a same thing. Likewise, wish y'all Godspeed. Have a good night. You know, I'm going to go and do what I do best and go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me by the way, man. Yo, you're telling trying to do this tomorrow, man. Trying to hit these streets, man. So I'm going to hit you up in the AM for that, man, just in case, man. So just don't sleep too late.
I know I'm going to be up early. I was sleeping since, like, I don't know, I think 6 o'clock I woke up. I tell you, soon that sun go down, y'all. I don't play. It's automatic.
Cool. And, yeah, man, I'll pray to the Most High, man. You know, we got Purim and Passover coming up soon, too, man. So, you know, we got to do something.
February 25th, Purim.
I'm throwing out there now, man. I'm trying to see everybody, man. So.
February 25th, Purim. Hey, man, bring y'all snorkels. Bring y'all snorkels. It ain't going to be like down there. Bring some snorkels, Long Johns, and
Long
all that.
Long Johns, man.
Double up, man. Ain't no joke. I'm a tropical brother. I don't like this cold. Yeah.
We're going to chop it up. We're going to try to put something together one of these holy days coming up, man. These high holy days. We got to link in, bro. For real, though.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm up for it. They ain't kick us off yet?
Nah, not yet. Any minute. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out now, though, man, because you know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and let that lion roar. Let them know they tuned in to the Lion's Den.
Yeah, favorite part, let them roar.
We got Hebrew. Absolutely. We got the Hebrew All-Stars in the building. Shouts out to everybody who are all about the truth. Calling on the higher, Bahashem Mishaya, Hunter Shirala. And, you know, until the next episode, man, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.